The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai Fuchs, Poisek at the Beis Havaad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havaad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Ayin Beis. Let's speak a bit about going to a hotel for Shabbos, different scenarios, and when the area would be needed. The Mishnah said on Daf Ayin Beis and Aleph, when there are five groups, five chaburis in one big room, they still consider them all one, and if they want to attach to another chotzer, only one Erev is necessary. Now how would that translate to us? We don't have many people in one room. We have different hotel rooms for each guest. So the Gemara on the Amud Beis says, Mokem Pita Goyim, meaning what separates people in respect to Erev is the place that they eat. So even though everyone has private sleeping quarters, if they all eat in one room, that makes it that they all live together in a Geyat Erev. Now sometimes, even though there is one large ballroom, there is an ability to divide the room with folding walls, giving privacy to each group. Now, would that separate them, make them making different diras, as if they're different houses, and requiring an Erev? The Gemara has a whole shock of a tari about the machlokes between Beishamai and Beishila of the Mishnah, and the maskona is, if the mechidus are magias letikra, if the walls reach the ceiling, then each chabur needs its own Erev. Taisus points out, even if the mechitza is made out of a material, like a curtain, since it reaches the ceiling, they are divided, even though it's arai. And as long as the curtains are tied down, that they don't blow, and they wouldn't blow if there was a wind, because then it doesn't have the mechitza. It's not the, but if it's tied down and it doesn't blow, then the mechitza, even though it's arai, that's enough to divide them into two rooms. So too, the folding walls, even though they are arai, because they're meant to go in and open and close and to make the room larger or smaller, but that's enough to divide the room, and an area would be necessary to carry them. And koshkin, if you have two parties in two separate rooms, two separate ballrooms in the hotel, that makes two different reshuyes. But Lemaisa, there's usually another point that makes it easier in a Geyat Eiruv. The Gemara said enough pehei. If there are people sitting having a suda on a Friday afternoon, and they all live in one chotzer, different bottom in the chotzer, and they need an Eiruv, but they forgot to make an Eiruv. But when there's still bread on the table, the Gemara says that the pash al shulchan is mechaber them. The pash, the bread on the table becomes their eiv, and they're all connected. The poskim say that not only if there's bread on the table, even if the bread is in the kitchen, since they are all shutim in that bread, that works as an automatic eiv. Memela, in a Jewish hotel, or a hotel that was taken over for a Shabbos, and they're only eaten there, and everyone is being fed by the same caterer, that will not require an Erev, even though they are eating in different rooms, and they should need an Erev. It's as if they made one because they're all eating the same food. So if one person, though, brings his own food, then that would make two bialim, and a would be needed. I remember when we were younger, we were once in a Jewish hotel, and there was a rebbe there that was a fearing tish. We went to the payus tish he had. So that rebbe was not eating from the hotel food. He was eating as his chassidim and his shamash made him his own food. So if the hotel wouldn't have made an Erev, then that would cause a problem. Since they had their own dining room for their tish, and we had our dining room, so that makes two reshugas, even though it's a Jewish hotel, right? And everyone's eaten, but you need an Erev. Another example that can pose a problem, I remember reading about advertisements for a hotel. There was a group. There were people that rent every year a lodge and rent out family rooms, and everyone brings their own food, and the hotel supplies in tables. Now there's no dining room, so there's a choice either to bring your they'll bring it a table to your room, or there's another option of putting the table in the large and wide hallway. There's like a lounge, or the hall is very wide, and they'll bring a table somewhere on the floor. So in the such a setup, you don't have the eitzah of the pasha al shulchan mitzarfun because you're not eating the same food. Everyone has their own food. So if the people are eating in their own rooms, in their private rooms, then that certainly makes multiple reshugas and the eiv is needed. But how about if they're eating in the lounge in the big hallway? So the Beis Yosef brings down from the Vein Yeruchim that when there are two families living in a house, but each one doesn't have their own eating place separated by mechitzas, then they are like in one house. And the Beis Yosef goes down to say l'maisa about the, he knew for a fact, he was saying over a maisa shehoyah that in Mitzrayim, the people, the Yidden that lived there, there were two families that would have houses. There were two family houses that were joined in the middle by one large echsadra, one patio, and each family would eat on opposite sides of the echsadra. So that would deem them one house, since they are not divided by walls, even though they're very far apart. That would make them all one. So this Beis Yosef is exactly our case of this hotel, that there are different families eating and they're not together. They're not eating on the same table, and they definitely have separate foods, but the tables are all around the floor and there are no mechitzas dividing them. So in such a case, a would not be needed. Now let's get back to the to hotels that serve food. We spoke about when everyone in the hotel are yidden. Now there are times that a group rents part of a hotel and they're still going in the other parts of the hotel. Now there'll be a nafka mina if the Yisraelim are all eating in one dining room, making that there's no chiluk rishus. Or there are two there are two or more rooms, but they're all eating the same food. When there's only one dining room, since Mokim Pita Goyim, this is a chutz with only one Yisrael, because everyone's living in one house, and the first Mishnah in this parak in Hadorah says that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't require schiras from the goy less than two Yisraelim in a mavi, because it's not shchiach for a yochid to live alone with a goy. Mimela, schiras in such a case wouldn't be needed. However, if there are different dining rooms, even though all the food came from the same kitchen and everyone's eating from the same caterer, a schiras from the goyim would still be needed. Because one food for all replaces the eiv. But there are still two houses of Yisraelim together with a goy. Therefore, one would have to rent from the goy, and then the one food would work as an eiv. This is all if one comes with a group. What if a person goes on a vacation for a weekend and goes to a random hotel? There, if he's eating in his room and there's another yid who happens to be there for Shabbos also eating in his own private room, then an eiv is needed between them, and in Melem you would have to have a schiras from all the goyim. Now, all this is obviously if there's no eiv in the neighborhood, including the hotel. Because if there is, then that includes everything in the enclosure of the Suez of Pesach, and you wouldn't need an eiv from the hotel. So it's important, if you're going away for Shabbos, to find out before Shabbos whether there's an eiv there. And if there's no eiv there, even if you don't know if there are other yidden, then one should rent from the hotel the schus of the goyim that are there, and then make an eiv. This way, you'll be on the safe side. You'll be sure to carry.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.